You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm reports again. John DeFilippo will be the new offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns. That'll be finalized hopefully sometime soon. Sounds like he runs more of a power run, vertical passing scheme, but we'll have to hear from him once he comes in here and assesses this roster and the strengths of this team. But certainly an up-and-comer in coaching circles, and the Browns have high hopes that he can take that next level as a play caller for the first time in the National Football League. We've got Chris on a cell. Chris, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call. The power running game, you need a good fullback. The guy the Browns got to go after, get him in the late round, Zach Zenner, running back out of South Dakota State. The kid is a stud. He's an academic All-American. Going to be no problems off the field, and he can play. Look him up on YouTube. I think they could pick him up in like the fifth or sixth round, and we got to get him before the Patriots do.
There it is, looking for a fullback. And, yes, I think that was something that last year was a big problem for this team. I know in the North Turner offense, you guys had Lorenzo Neal down there.
Yeah,
one of the best fullbacks. And it certainly can be very helpful to have that guy clear in the way.
It definitely does. And I think also, too, is, you know, it was a happy medium. Yes, Lorenzo wasn't the best with the football in his hands. But there's times where, as Kyle Shanahan wanted to make that zone scheme look the same and pass and run, where, you know, the Lorenzo Neal coming to kick out that defensive end on a run would just bypass that defensive end and get out into the flat. You know, it's an easy throw for the quarterback, very decisive, and allow that fullback, you know, who can catch the football to turn and get you, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards, which would be the equivalent to a very quality football run.
Let me ask you this as a linebacker. When you see a team that goes single back versus a team that does have that power lead blocking fullback, how does that change your approach to things?
When you get a single back, you know you're going to get a little bit more zone scheme because and there's going to be a heck of a lot more combo blocks along the offensive line, which means, you know, guard and center coming together to double the nose and then up to me as a linebacker as I flow, where when there's a fullback and you know he's going to be a lead blocker of some sort, you can then track him and his angle and entrance into the line of scrimmage. If he's downhill, you know it's more of an ISO play, where the guard and center on the backside will double that defensive end, and the guard on the other side will block out to open up that big hole, and that fullback's coming right downhill. Or the same thing, where the backside guard would pull and fullback would lead on through as well. So it's just a lot more decisive and downhill running scheme. I know that's a word we use a lot when it comes to running backs or running the football, but it's just a lot more decisive when there's a fullback in the game because you kind of know what they're going to do. Whereas when you're in 12 personnel, which is two tight ends, two wide receivers, and that single back set, it's going to be a lot of combo blocks, you know, and it's going to be a little bit more, you got to be patient and feel things out, and you've got to flow actively sideways as opposed to just coming downhill as a linebacker.
Are you surprised that we, in such a zone scheme, use so much of a fullback?
I am. I really am. I think, and a lot of that has to do, and this is no true knock against any of them, I just think, you know, Jordan Cameron being more of a pass catcher, you can't take him off the football field, and I don't think that we had that dominant second tight end blocker like you see a lot of teams have. You know, one guy's the pass catcher, one's the blocker. Yes, they were adequate, but they just weren't solid enough. So I really feel like Mike Pettine and the mentality of wanting to run the football and be physical, they thought they had the need for the fullback, and that's why he played as much as they did. But I don't think we had the right guy. I think we had a guy, not the right guy for this game.
All right, let's go to Mike in Barberton about Deflategate. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well,
good.
Man.
Good. Hey, I got just one thing about this Deflategate. I mean, the Colts, I don't know what's their problem. They got beat by 40 freaking points. And if the other team had one ball out of a dozen that may have been a little bit deflated.
No, it was like 11 out of 12 that were deflated, not one out of 12.
So, well, I don't know. I don't necessarily believe that. But if they did, then maybe there is something there. But if they just – and besides, after the game's over, who goes through and checks all that stuff?
Well, they found it during the game. Now, the interesting thing about it is you got, like, Matt Leinart coming out and saying every ball is doctored. Brad Johnson, the Super Bowl winner champion, saying that he had paid to have the balls doctored, that every quarterback on every team hikes the balls a very specific way for themselves and that everything is doctored so that they have that.
Yeah, that's what I always thought, that the quarterbacks, they scuff the balls up and soften them up, you know, how they beat on them and kick them and everything. And I just think that's just, when you lose by 40, there's no way.
You're right, but would it not be a more significant story? What if Aaron Rodgers came out and said the balls were deflated in a game that was, you know, went into overtime and was determined by, you know, just a few points? Would it be a different conversation now? Would it still be wah wah wah? Breaking the rules is breaking the rules. That's the point that the NFL cares about, not the end game score.
And that's exactly what they're saying, and right now what they're able to do. Here's the rule, by the way. The commissioner's power under this section of unfair acts includes the imposition of monetary fines, draft choice forfeitures, suspensions of person involved, and if appropriate, the reversal of a game's result or the rescheduling of a game, either from the beginning or from the point at which the extraordinary act had occurred. So there is some precedent there. The interesting thing about it is when you look at it, you know, you got guys like from their own team, Dwayne Allen saying they whooped us, like this is not a story. Said NFL on Fox, not a story. They could have played with soap for balls and beat us. Simply the better team. We have to continue to build. That's what he said as a member of the Indianapolis
and
Colts.
I agree. There's absolutely no doubt in the fact that they whooped them, and the deflated balls had nothing to do with it. But it's a bigger issue than that, and this is coming from a team, you know, that had cheated in the past, and why right. Spygate is Spygate right now is because of Bill Belichick and his organization. So in some cases, because it's a potential repeat offense by him and his staff, you know, that's what's being made of it. And, oh, by the way, they're playing in the Super Bowl yet again. And a lot of the reason why rules, I'm sure, over the course of time, because of the initial Spygate, rules were changed because they were breaking a rule. And they had to put new rules into effect that no outside cameras are allowed on the sideline, blah, 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 blah. Well, now, because this was brought up and essentially was breaking some type of rule or suspected of breaking a rule, the NFL commissioner and the rules committee will put something into effect to standardize this to never be an issue again.
They've got, and they're going to do that. And it's interesting. Some quarterbacks like it overinflated. Aaron Rodgers says he likes his balls overinflated. Some of them like him underinflated. Listen, Deflategate, it's ridiculous. They were the better team. And you're talking about a moderately better grip for the quarterback. Big deal. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's my take on it anyway. 216-578-0850. Coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We told you John DeFilippo, the former quarterback coach of course, the Oakland Raiders. It looks like he'll be named the offensive coordinator of the Browns sooner rather than later. Vic DeFore, the Raiders beat writer from the San Francisco Chronicle, joins us next to talk about the Browns' new offensive coordinator. If you wanna dance, if you want it all, you know.